Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
Jason Leisure.
Ben, you've been on the urgency before the snap offensively since pretty much the first time you guys hit the field this year. Are you seeing it yet? Are you seeing that, kind of business-like approach to it yet?
Well, I think the good news is this, is we're not getting flagged for delay of game penalties. And so from that regard, I do think our guys are doing a good job getting the communication out and getting it going. Is it as fast as we would like to? No, it's not.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes.
That's my kind of sports radio right there.
On 670 The Score.
Our segment with Jason Leisure is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. It's also brought to you by Plumbers 911, plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Jason joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jason, how are you doing today?
Hello. What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're good. We're hanging in there.
Are you guys in that, like, post game 3 fog today, like I've been the entire day?
Did you stay up and watch it?
That depends, you know, what you mean. Like, what's the legal definition of that? Like, I drifted off a few times unintentionally.
That's okay.
No, that's totally fine.
Was the game on in your wherever you were sleeping, and were you awake at the end?
I kept drifting in and out. So there's two
ways that
people...
We're going to have to go with no at this point.
It was. No, there's two ways that people were kind of... Three ways, I guess. Like, you could have just, you know, gutted it out and watched the whole thing. It was a 7-hour baseball game that went till, I think, about 2 a.m. our time. And I had just come in from Baltimore I'd been there the last 3. I feel like I was kind of on East Coast time. It felt very difficult for me to stay awake. Then there are people who made the calculated decision to go to bed because they had work in the morning and they couldn't do this all night. And I get that. I didn't do either of those things, Matt. I tried to stay up for the whole thing.
Yeah, credit.
And as we got past midnight, I kept kind of just drifting off and then coming back. And I happened to snap back awake right before Freddie Freeman hit the home run to win.
Oh, that's great.
That's
good
outstanding.
Timing.
It is outstanding. You know, to answer yes.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just to answer your question about whether like we're in a fog, I was inspired and invigorated by it. And I realized, just to give you the realness, because I think you'll get it, Jason, is that I miss my dad. My dad, who passed away 4 months ago, who's my baseball buddy. Like, I was texting with people all during the game, and then today I texted with a whole bunch of baseball people about it, shared the story of Will Klein and everything with my siblings. Just like, and I realize I'm trying to fill a little gap in there of wanting to talk about that game with my pops. You know, so I'm invigorated, if anything.
Baseball will do that like no other sport,
right?
And I hear you it reminded me of like the 05 World Series and calling my grandpa during that. And but I've been in a fog today because I had to get up early after that, which I didn't know because my wife went to bed at a normal time and it's 2 a.m. or something. Like, there was not good communication about, you know, what the plan was for the morning.
That happens.
And she comes in and wakes me up at 7 a.m. to drive my daughter to school, having no idea that that's how late I'd been up the night before watching this baseball game. So I got up and I did it, but as I was driving my daughter across town to school, I was telling her, I was like, I don't know if I should be operating a vehicle right now. I am really like, things are not firing in my brain right now.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing. A sports fog,
yes,
can be a very good thing.
So I look forward to
this. I'm talking strictly of the fog of being up watching a baseball game till 2 a.m. Like, zero drops of alcohol consumed.
No,
playing a factor in this.
I'm right there with
it. This is just straight up 41-year-old tired person.
It happens to me literally every Friday night during college football season. Where I'm like, oh, you know, maybe I had dinner with a friend, and I come back and I'm like, would you look at this? Colorado and Utah is on. I think I'll plop on the couch and watch this.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God, it's 11:30 and I've been asleep for 60 minutes.
So my brother told me something, and we have tons of Bears stuff to get to, and we're going to do
it. Okay, yeah.
Just about all the hours. So nobody freak out. But don't freak out. But my brother told me today that my dad didn't let my big brother stay up to watch Carlton Fisk's home run in the 12th inning of the 75 World Series because he sent him to bed, and he has forever felt guilty about it, but he takes teasing well. So every extra inning postseason game, he would always call or text my brother and say, you awake? I want to make sure you're watching. So Joe Carter's home run, Kirby Puckett, the 18-inning game in 18. So my brother was missing my dad last night, too, because he would have been calling or texting and saying, you awake? Just want to make sure.
That's what's up.
Right?
My 14-year-old daughter, Grace, has watched most of the baseball playoffs with me. She doesn't really like baseball. She doesn't really understand it. She just does it to
hang out with dad.
With me, yeah, which is nice. You don't know how long that'll last when they hit the teenage years, so that's great. But I gave her the option yesterday. Like, hey, up to you. I'm not going to tell you you have to go to bed when there's this great game going on, because we're probably at 11 o'clock at night. What inning would that have been? Like the 11th inning or 12th inning at that point? But I'm like, it's your call. You're still going to school tomorrow. You're still getting up and going. So you decide. And she likes baseball less than me and is more responsible than me. So she put herself to bed.
Smart move. Do they like football or do they hate it because it takes dad away?
Oh, they don't hate it for that reason. But they baseball and football, I don't think my daughters really understand very well because they're very complicated sports. And if you grow up with them, you don't have any grasp that they're complicated compared to the ball and net type sports.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it is complicated. Speaking of complicated things.
Feelings about Caleb Williams.
Where are you right now with this quarterback and the long-term development? Some guests we will ask just to dissect a game and tell us what they saw. But you can zoom out with the narrative and the full understanding of the patience required and the situation. How are you feeling about Caleb's development under Ben Johnson?
Well, Matt, if you still reside in Worrytown, I'm in the house next door.
I'm in Concernville. Right, I'm just in Concernville.
Okay.
But yeah, right. Lawrence is the mayor.
Is that a suburb of Worrytown?
It is. It's a suburb. Lawrence is the mayor of Worrytown. But you live in Worrytown now, huh?
This is the most concerned I've been. And I have been so high on Caleb throughout the lead up to drafting him and throughout last year and the start of this year. And I'm not out by any means. If you can hit points where you are really concerned and things can turn around, but there's a menu of things to be concerned about. And that's probably problem number one, that there shouldn't be a menu of concerns to have a year and a half in.
What's on the menu?
Well, okay. Here, I'll read you the specials if you'd like.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would you like the appetizers first?
Sure. Whatever's on that menu of worry, okay. Because I want to see if it tracks with what our menu of worry has been.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had prepared for this better, because I could have really intertwined these things and done, like, you know, the intentional ground beef something that I'm not ready.
That was pretty good.
That's really good. Yeah, top of good. The dome.
Yeah.
My biggest reason for concern right now is this category of errors that I feel like have nothing to do with having a new coach. That intentional grounding is a rule in college. That is something that he is not acclimating to, that is really just a totally needless error. The lack of urgency between snaps is still a concern to me. I mean, if Matt Eberflus was watching that game Sunday, end of half, end of game, he and watching 23 seconds tick off the clock between plays and 30 seconds tick off the clock between plays, he'd be sitting there like, yeah, see? Yeah, I told you.
Hmm.
And there's also just the pre-snap penalties is a problem, and holding on to the ball too long is another thing where there was less of that Sunday, to his credit. But just looking at the last four games, those are all things that are basics that any second-year quarterback should be on top of. And, again, this isn't to say that Caleb can't get on top of these things, because we would all agree, I hope, that the guy is an unbelievable talent. He is incredibly gifted. He is very, very smart, and he's a very hard worker. So I always like betting on a combination like that, but right now those are things that he needs to clean up today. Those things shouldn't still be problems.
Jason Leisure of the Sun Times is our guest here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. When Ben was talking about pre-snap penalties in post-game, he threw in this: we don't get lined up correctly often, and we get away with it sometimes. Ooh, that one shook me a little bit, because that means it's happening more than we realize, more than the penalties and stuff like that. And some players have noticed that. Is that on Caleb too, like getting lined up correctly, or is it on the other players? You know, what's under his aegis?
Well, it's on everybody individually to be in the right spot and to know the formation and know what's legal and what isn't. But the last check for that is the quarterback. The quarterback is the last person who is seeing all of that. And while that might be a lot of responsibility to put on Caleb to check and make sure the other 10 are all where they should be in about one, you have about 1.5 seconds to do that, because you have other things you need to be looking at before you snap the ball. But that comes with the job.
Some of that, Jason's in the play call, right? Some of that is in the verbiage in the play call, which he has admitted he messes up sometimes.
Yeah, and that's where I'm. It's such an interesting position and complicated position that the Bears are in, and it's not that different than what they were in last year, where you had a roster that is, other than the quarterback, in year three of a rebuild and should be ready to go, but you have a new quarterback, a rookie quarterback. You're in year four of a rebuild now, but you have a new coach. So it's like, is it win now, or is it, you know, the typical kind of new coach trajectory where it's going to take a little while? And the fact is, they're 4-3. They have a chance to get to 6-3 over the next 2 weeks. They should be favored in each of the next two games. And then the schedule gets way harder. And in fact, they'll probably be the underdog all but the Cleveland game in the second half of the season. The only way you change that is if Caleb takes off. I think that there is so much still on the table for them in terms of winning now and getting in the playoffs this year, which would be the first time legitimately in the playoffs in 7 years. I think you have to, if you're Ben, you really have to consider, do we tailor things to what this group can do well now? And the other stuff, all the different ways that he wants to expand the offense and expand what Caleb can do, maybe that needs to wait till the next offseason.
How big of a deal is it that Kyler Gordon's on IR?
It is a major absence for them. They do not have a guy that just steps in and does what he does. It is less of a concern because Ben Johnson said he expects him back relatively soon, So maybe it's only four games and you get Kyler Gordon back for, you know, down the stretch when you really need him. But there just isn't a guy who does what he does. He's the highest paid nickel corner in the league. He is a great draft pick by Ryan Poles' administration. He is a guy that covers everybody. He can cover anything from, you know, tight end to running back to receiver. He can play outside and has played very well outside when needed. He is your smartest, not smartest, but like what would be the word for having the best neck for it?
Cagiest?
Just your I'll go with that. I'm not sure if that
instincts.
He's just
his football.
He's your
instincts.
Most apt blitzer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just so, and he fixes mistakes that other people make that will end up going unnoticed until you really look at the film, or unless you're a coach. And you know what so-and-so was supposed to be doing on that play that Kyler covered up, that he is invaluable to them. And they have quality slot nickel corners behind him in McLeod and Blackwell, but those guys cannot do what he does.
So Jonathan Ford got 21 snaps on the defensive line. Daniel Hardy got 14 snaps on the defensive line. Now we know Shamar Turner is out for the year. How big of a deal is it that Dominique Robinson is out, and how long might that be? They've used him a lot.
All those things are a big deal because of you're not getting production on your top line. You're really not getting it from Odengbo and Sweat. Sweat had the strip sack in the Ravens game, but overall his numbers are not where they need to be. And they went into the season talking about there's always some new thing, and it's usually whatever the defending champion did that's got everybody around the league trying to mimic it. And this year it was the Bears wanting to have those multiple quality waves of defensive linemen like the Eagles have, and they just don't. And when you don't have it up top on your first string of D end and D tackle, then any hits to your depth are going to hurt. And Austin Booker is going to be activated, or has been activated today, I believe. But, I mean, there's a lot of excitement about the potential, but you've never seen Austin Booker actually do it during games. That's a totally unknown quantity.
I find myself getting angry about the left tackle situation again. And I know that there was a celebration when, oh, well, you know, they're going to get Benedict in there. He's way better than Braxton Jones.
It's a celebration.
And I want to be fair to Theo, because look, this is his third game and he's the lowest paid guy on their offensive line. But I just keep thinking how they didn't do a great job organizationally of making that position strong. And I get that they thought that position would be strengthened because the rest of the offensive line was going to be strengthened. Theo, he wants to be out there. He is playing hard. It is not an issue of effort. It's an issue of talent and technique that hasn't quite gotten to where you need it to be. And I'm wondering if they might entertain trying to trade or add the free agents or stealing someone off of a practice squad to bolster a position that needs some help.
I think they definitely need help there, but when you get to that point where it's looking or scouring other teams' practice squads for help, I mean, those guys are on practice squads for a reason.
Right.
It's very unlikely one of those guys will come in and...
But they're not undrafted free agents from Canada.
Right. Right. The problem for me, I'm kind of too stuck on the origin of that problem.
Yes, me too.
To really think about going and scouring practice squads. When you go into this last draft, you have obvious glaring needs at left tackle, defensive end, and running back. Maybe you throw in defensive tackle too, but let's just stick with those. None of those three were treated like priorities in the draft when you spend your first two picks on a tight end and a wide receiver. If those things are really important, and then you don't hit running back till the seventh round. If those things are really important, you have to treat them like they're important. You can't put them off and draft the, you know, 13th best offensive tackle and think, well, he's going to be the same as the fifth best offensive tackle or the second best offensive tackle. If those things are real priorities, you have to act like they're real priorities and not just be, oh, well, we were about to get this guy, but then this guy got picked one pick ahead of us. Ah, what are you going to do? Like, you've got to address those things. That draft is, and the more I think about that draft, the more it looks just like long-term thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we don't have to fix everything right now. And, you know, we don't have to hit these immediate needs, these pressing needs right now. We're going to have time. We're going to have multiple drafts to kind of get this sorted out. And if the new coach is coming in saying, you know, I know you have spent a lot of money on DJ Moore and just drafted a wide receiver in the top 10 last year, but I need more than what you've got. So we're going to draft Luther Burden 39th overall. And the new coach is coming in and saying, hey, I know you just paid Cole Kmet $50 million extension and you think he's a Pro Bowl tight end, but I think we need more. So we're drafting a tight end at number 10 overall.
Who I mean, think is still a little raw. And that's one of the things that's scary to me is that, and I was for the Loveland pick. I'm totally fine with him making the choice.
I wanted Tyler Warren.
I know you did. And the thing is, I think a lot of Bears fans did too, because I think a lot of Bears fans were told, hey, you know, the Tyler Warren seems like a really good pick for the Bears. And now, just like with the quarterbacks, to a lesser degree, Bears fans are watching Colts games going, wait a minute. Yeah. That guy's supposed to be a Bear, and the guy that we picked is having issues with route running
and the Loveland,
and staying healthy.
And the Loveland pick is on Ben to me, like, because everything that I was told about that pick was that he needs a tight end like this to run his offense. That's what it was. So we'll see. It's early.
Very early, but it's definitely something that Bears fans are talking about.
Oh, without a doubt. I want to get in, Jason. To me, this is the biggest issue remaining. Like that's lingering over the week, and I want to know, get your thought on it. Was the call for leaders to step up and help with the penalties a call to action for the quarterback?
Yes. Also, you have to be careful how many times you're going to play that card of, boy, these players better get it together. They're not up to standards. They're not practicing well enough. While that may be true, that's true every day, it's not something you can say publicly every day. I mean, that is going to wear thin, especially if you're not winning along the way.
Is that too early to do it, in your opinion?
It's too early to do it because you just did it last month, I think. It's too recent to doing it the last time.
Hmm.
Jason said it better than I said it earlier this week, but that's exactly how I feel. Be careful. Cuidado. You got to be careful with some of that
stuff. It's really interesting because Olin and Pat have a disagreement on this. And I heard Pat talking about it today. Pat thinks it's okay to like ask the players to do it because you're not abdicating yourself in full. But Olin is with you guys, thinking that it doesn't come off super well to be saying it's on the players.
Yeah, you're a first-year coach.
I know.
You know, it's...
But he wants the leaders.
I know. I know.
I think it's a way of calling out Caleb without doing it directly.
Maybe.
I also think it's what he really thinks.
I agree with that.
It's what he really thinks. And this is a guy who, for better or worse, I appreciate that he says what he thinks.
Yes.
And I imagine the underlying thing that he's thinking during all of this as it pertains to not only the offense at large, but Caleb Williams is, I am sure that Ben Johnson is not sitting there thinking, you know, I bet it's my offense. My offense, you know, maybe I need to rethink things. He's sitting here thinking, this offense is explosive. This offense is proven. And if people do the right things in my offense, this offense looks great. So I doubt that he is looking at his offense and saying, that's the issue.
Jason, as always, we appreciate the time and the information. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
That is the sleepy Jason Leisure, who was up watching baseball last night.
Yeah, probably not just baseball.
Nodding off.
It's a hell of a night, man. It's a hell of a sports night.
But see, Monday Night Football released you pretty early, though. You were like, if it was on your things to watch, you could be like, they got it. Patrick and Kelsey, they've got this thing.
Yeah.
I can move on to other things.
I'll be honest. I was locked and loaded on the baseball and then watched Bulls in condensed and Monday Night Football in condensed. And that's a wonderful tool that we can all use now to really maximize your night if you don't have the multi-view in action.
I was juggling machine. I was juggling baseball and Monday Night Football, and I was like, I'll catch up on the Bulls. And then once the football game was like, oh, this is ridiculous, and throw that away,
yeah,
concentrated on the Bulls, and I missed probably three quarters of the first half, and then it's like, okay, then you're playing the game.
Yep.
And baseball's great to do that with,
of like when you can move on to something else or like how long the break's going to be because here comes a new pitcher. How many minutes of the Bulls game can you watch? And then once we got to about the eighth, I was like, I'm all in here. I'll catch up on the Bulls later too, but mm-hmm. I'm all in here. And then sleepy time.
Then the sleep timer got you. Tell you what though, there was a quarterback who played last night who Caleb Williams has been compared to, and maybe it's unfair. I kept thinking about the Mahomesization of quarterback analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And what that has done.
It has made people really dumb. There's one guy. He's it. And so why don't we take a break and we can talk about it further. We'll talk about Caleb and his peers and who he's been comped to next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Do you agree with this? That if The Athletic did one of their, you know, like GM surveys that they do, if they did one of those today,
yeah,
and it was redraft the quarterbacks,
yeah, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams.
See, I think today
they would take him over.
I think today, I wouldn't
stop.
I would not put Bo Nix ahead of him.
Oh man, that is the same thing that we talked about yesterday. And as Nick Wright is telling our guy, Danny Parkins.
His guy, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That Caleb would be the fourth quarterback taken in the draft. The look of pain and exasperation on Danny's television face. Oh, my goodness. Like, it was the Simpsons thing of, like, you could see where his heart breaks right here. Because Caleb is struggling.
So, look, going into the draft process, I want to be very clear. Not a fan of Drake May, not a fan of Bo Nix, okay? Was a fan of Jaden Daniels. I've been on the record with that. I also think that that gap between Caleb and Jaden was smaller than what people had said at the draft. And I also think it's smaller reversed now, okay? Bo Nix has been good. And he's gotten better, and he's clearly being coached hard, and he's taken to the coaching. His numbers are nice. He threw for 3,800 yards last year and completed 66% of his passes. Now, that's gone down a little bit so far, but he's also giving you a lot of extra with his legs. He's got 1,800 yards right now, and his touchdown to interceptions is 3-1. He's 15-5. Last year, he was 29-12. So he's ahead of that right now. He's tracking in the right direction. It's
Drake May's efficiency numbers are off the charts.
Here's the thing about it. You're allowed to, with new information, think differently. Like, it's important to take in, like, I have to let go of some of my pre-draft bias on these guys and look at what they are right now. It's what I was saying to you about, we were talking about it as a possible topic. When does this year no longer mirror last year? And maybe we're at that point where the things that you hold as truth walking into a season aren't necessarily the things that are going to happen. Like, Washington's not good.
They're 3-5. They're 1-4 on the road. They got a lot of things that are unraveling right now.
And so then you start putting that into the context of the Bears and go, oh, that was the Bears' best win was Washington. And you go, oh, but what if they're not good? So when I start to look around, trying to figure out when that person is no longer their draft profile is interesting. Like, when does the rigors of an NFL career take precedent over what it is people thought was your ceiling coming out? I don't have an answer for that. It's just a hypothesis that I'm working through.
I think that's happening to us locally. Certainly. It's certainly happening to me. I mean, and you heard it. That was pretty heavy to hear a guy like Jason Leisure, who's very solid and sensible
and level-headed and
careful, expressing his concerns.
Same thing with Matt Bowen. Like, Matt's not, he's not emotional in his viewing of things. Like, he's pretty dispassionate when it comes to watching tape.
Yeah.
And hearing him be like, I don't know, guys, like, something's not.
Yeah. And with Bowen today, it felt similar to where I was on Monday, yesterday when I came in, of just like the moments of football awareness. Like, he was really bummed about the choice on the interception. Just knowing the game situation. And that's the thing. It's just like realizing where you are and what the situation is and what the right thing is to do. So,
By the way, since I mentioned Matt Bowen, because I'm not sure if I did this or not, he's brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath.
And we thank them because the Bowen segments are great. Jason was more upset about, or at least he highlighted, the volume of things, like the menu of things that are distressing. I bring up Mahomes, and I think your hypothesis is sensible in terms of where we are.
It's a working one. They gotta, you know.
But like, watching Mahomes last night in the second half, especially, is like, you see what he does, especially in the red zone. And the Bears have been struggling so much in the red zone, and that's where you, as the skilled quarterback with an understanding of everything and a spatial awareness and a game situation awareness, have to make things happen. Obviously, on run plays, you know, other people could make things happen. But when it's you out on the edge or with the option to stay in the pocket or create and move things around, you're the guy who's got to figure that out. And that's why, like, on that last pass to DJ Moore, and there's this huge discrepancy among some people about, like, well, DJ's got to keep going. He covered himself with the linebacker. Like, no.
There were two windows before Caleb drops down sidearm to throw the ball.
DJ's, that window, like, that space between DJ and Caleb changes every instant as a play is happening. It's DJ's job to go find open space and be in it. And then it's the quarterback's job to get him the ball. How many times do you see quarterbacks make an adjustment, either with their eyes and they'll move somebody, or with their bodies and they'll jump, or they'll lean back, or with their arms, or by waiting a split second, or whatever, or they'll shovel it, you know? Like, there are a million, he could dump that over the top. There are a million ways to do it. It's up to him, but that's your job. Get the man the ball.
Throw the ball to the man. I'm a big proponent of that.
That's why that play's not on DJ for not anticipating where Caleb's window is.
It's Caleb's way.
No, it's right. But it's DJ's job. Go find open space and be in it. And there was other stuff going on the other side of that end zone. And if he kept going, he'd go towards the traffic.
Right. You don't want to run yourself into being covered, which is why I keep asking about option routes, is because I want to get as much data on this as we can from people who know about this stuff.
Yeah.
And because I keep seeing it. I keep seeing receivers go, hey, if I go over there, if I finish the route,
yeah,
I'm running into a linebacker.
Right.
I'm right here. Throw me the ball.
Just go to open space. And DJ was in open space. So it's like the stuff that makes Mahomes is not just the crazy scramble on the run stuff. It's the little adjustments within the pocket. It's the adjustments within the red zone of just moving around and shuffling. And how many times have we seen great quarterbacks find a way to get a dude the ball in some other creative way if need be? And that was Caleb's job, and it is his job.
And Caleb is he's capable of it. Doing it.
Absolutely.
And we've seen him do it.
Nice touch on the little screen pass to DeAndre Swift the other day when he's like, oh, they baited the blitz. So he just floated it over the top to DeAndre Swift. Loved it.
Yes. We traffic in this, so I want to be very transparent about it. The industrial draft complex. Every year, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, we talk to a lot of people who work in the draft, and this is my opinion. I feel like every year the hyperbole, especially about quarterbacks, continues to rise. And it was the thing that unnerved me when we were talking about Caleb Williams. Part of the reason is I'm someone who watches college football.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not walking into it blind. I'm not the guy who only watches the NFL and then has opinions about guys who play college football. I'm watching every week. I watch a ton of Caleb's games live. And so I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in there, but there's some other things that you have to worry about. But whenever you voiced any sort of, like, he might, guy, like, all I would say is don't compare him to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
No, that's a dangerous game to play because Patrick Mahomes is one of one. And look at how long it took us to get to him.
Well, part of that is that there's a philosophy which has been you draft the young quarterback that can maybe save you. And you just keep doing it the way the Bengals did with Burrow. Like, you will find that guy, but here's the thing. Do you keep repeating that? I remember having these conversations on the old show. And what if this doesn't work? Then you take the next one. I don't know, looking around, if that is still the right philosophy. As many rookies are succeeding, I also look around and see Daniel Jones about to get a big extension in Indianapolis. And I see Mayfield, and I see Darnold doing pretty well in Seattle after he did pretty well in Minnesota. And I see Minnesota struggling after Darnold.
Minnesota may have made a mistake.
Correct. So is the idea different now as you look at Goff succeeding in Detroit that you go and find that and not necessarily just double down, triple down, quadruple down on the young quarterback who might save you?
But even with the Goff story, because people like to share that, Jared Goff had two back-to-back seasons in L.A.
But
where he threw for 4,700 yards.
But I was just throwing him in as an example of not going young. You don't necessarily have to. If this thing doesn't work, if we're here in 2 years and we're like, oh my God, they got to do it again, is the appetite for going and finding the next young guy going to be the same?
I'm not taking a shot at you when I say that. I'm just saying that, like, these are the types of things that end up happening because you are sold a bill of goods on a prospect, okay? And with Caleb Williams, like, that, it has become cultish, even now.
I know.
Where if you I'll give you an example. One of the things that I said during the drafting, because when people started talking about Patrick Mahomes, I was like, why don't you stand Patrick Mahomes and Caleb Williams next to each other? And when I brought up the idea that perhaps Caleb is shorter than optimal for what you'd want in an NFL quarterback, well, he throws from all these arm angles. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then you get into games and you go, oh, that's why Max Crosby was able to knock down those passes. Oh, that's why Chase Young was able to knock down some of those passes. Oh, that's why he didn't see DJ Moore in the back of the end zone. Some of that stuff it gets shouted down.
And I'm just adding that part of why it gets shouted down is because the thought process has been, you take the guy. You take the guy and figure it out.
And I think that that's still, I'm probably there. I'm probably still take, but
I might be shifting.
But you need to make sure that you have some sort of collateral. Something where if your team is good,
you can pivot.
Or you can let a guy, you can incubate a guy.
If your team is good, yeah, you can incubate him.
You know, that you can make it work. And not everything is, it's not all, you know, all sizes. It's frustrating
mm-hmm.
because part of this is we're fighting against what people have a preconceived notion of, that people were told this guy is generational, this guy is Patrick Mahomes, and the way that I try to fight that emotion is to just say, look at how the quarterback position, how long it had to evolve for us to get Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And now you mean to tell me that the evolution is sped up so quickly in the game
right.
that 7 years later, there's a better version of him?
Trae Young is not Steph Curry.
You saw it last night. He wasn't Steph Curry.
I know.
But people want it to be.
I know.
And it messes stuff up. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Me too.
All right. What we got last, Danny, or are we out of time?
No,
we
I think to, they, I mean, there's a...
Oh, we got something.
I had an issue.
Oh, you. You need to put your phone down, sir. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hi, I'm Chris Walken. I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
There's the best Foo Fighters song right there.
We want to give you a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Take Cover Tour 2026 with special guest Queens of the Stone Age. Woo! They're going to be at Soldier Field August 8th. 2026. Tickets go on sale Friday, this Friday at 10 a.m. Be caller 6 right now to 312 540-0670, and we're going to hook you all the way up.
Join the Score this Sunday at Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie, where Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will host our pregame show there from 9 to noon.
That place is amazing.
Is it? That's cool. I've never been, but
yes.
Man, that's right there. It's not far from the old building, as a matter of fact.
That's a great partnership for us.
Revolution Brewing, 9 to noon, and then they will have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Cincinnati. That is this Sunday at Revolution Brewing. Well, that's all the time we have.
That's not all the time that we have. Did you put your phone away?
My phone's away now.
Matt, reply all, Spiegel.
There was an email about about insurance benefits, and I replied just to Ashley Sorensen from our HR staff.
That is not.
I just replied to her, Lawrence, and I said, hey, I was looking for you, but there wasn't information. I need to find out if anything can change on our dental plan, because Ruben needs braces. Ruben needs braces. And I replied with that information.
Oh.
And that, yeah, there's another name next to Ashley here in the email. It says Chicago. It might as well be all of Chicago.
I have the email right here. It went out at 4:59.
Oh, yeah. It's Chicago means the entire radio cluster. So that's everybody who works at any of our radio stations.
The Score, WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9, B96.
Rob Hart knows that. Sun, this is what you said in the email. Sun needs braces.
104.3 Jams.
Does Ed Lover know your son needs braces?
WXRT.
Oh,
Chicago's classic
Marty
rock.
Leonards. Marty Leonards knows that my boy needs braces.
US 90.
Oh, yeah,
our guy Austin Huff knows that your kid needs braces. Shout out to Melissa. She was a lot of fun on our trip to Vegas.
Everybody knows now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know that jerk who does the reply all by accident? It me. It me.
A reply all-star.
And considering some of the other shenanigans you were involved in this week.
It's been a tough week.
Perhaps.
It's been a tough week.
You need a digital vacation.
I think that's true. I think a digital vacation is an excellent suggestion. And I loved their album. Was it Money B and Digital Vacation?
It was. And then they formed.
See?
With Chicago Underground, and they became Digital Underground. Get it?
Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters. I'm going to go listen to Everlong really loud.
I think that's a good idea. We appreciate you guys for putting up with our nonsense today. It was a lot of fun. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, the digitally challenged Matt Spiegel.
Ruben needs braces.
Son needs braces.
Dental plan.
What are you, Mitch now? did you put it all in the header?
I'm waiting for all the people to be like, please take me off this thread.
Take me off. Take me out.
I'm Lawrence Olson. Thank you so much for the love and support. You show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Full boat show, 2-6. Spiegel and Holmes, long may it live. Here on the Score.
Today, dope as hell. Honestly, it really was. I couldn't start the meeting on time because of the energy in the room. So that's a good seat, but that's a good to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.